کیجئے جا سوال کیے جا. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ یو آر لسننگ ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام وتھ لوکیشنز آل اوور دا بے ایریا اینڈ انٹرنیشنلی. This is summer, so if you're thinking about a summer camp for your kid, don't forget to check out Safari Kids Summer Camps. You can get more information at safarikidca.com, safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. It's not just a place where you dump your kid and forget about them for the day. It's a place where they learn chess, robotics, they learn public speaking. There are all kinds of enrichment programs and of course lots and lots of fun. So do check out Safari Kids Summer Camps at safarikidca.com and safarikidusa.com. First of all, a big happy 4th of July to everybody. It's a little belated, but a big happy birthday, belated happy birthday to America. And in honor of this weekend, this celebratory weekend, we are going to have a listener special today. So lots more prizes to be given out. And of course, our topic today is America. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, the Safari Quiz Show page. Safari Quiz Show is our page on Facebook. We're waiting for a certain number of listeners and then we're going to start giving prizes there as well. We also put up all our showcase pieces that we do, and let me talk a little bit about the musical showcase. We are trying to highlight some of the talented kids in our community by having their pieces played on our show. We play one piece a week. We are going to be playing Veda's violin piece today. She was on our show last week and she's a talented violin player and we are very, very proud to showcase her piece today on the show. We will be playing it during the second break. If you have a child who plays a musical instrument or even sings, it doesn't matter, doesn't have to be Western, doesn't have to have any specific genre, it's just anything musical. It can be a bhajan, it can be just an a cappella singing, it can be a musical instrument, it can be a choir piece, it can be part of an orchestral piece. But we hope you'll think about sending that piece to us. It can be in the form of an MP3 or a YouTube link or any link that enables us to play it on air. So do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to reach us for anything, whether you want to participate on the show or give us feedback on the show or suggest ideas for categories on the show. So do get in touch with us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we look forward to having more of these musical pieces to showcase. And if you have a child who does not have a recording but would like to come and play live on air, we had one child do that with his clarinet last week and that was amazing. So we would like to do that as well. So if you think that your child can play a piece but recording it is a huge nuisance, please do let us know and we'll schedule it so that your child can come to our studio in Fremont and play the piece live on air. That would be amazing actually. We love listening to live music. Okay, so today is our listener special. Just me and Michael in the studio today. Michael, say hi.
Hi.
So, we are going to be starting the quiz today, and for those people who haven't listened to our listener specials before, here's how the format works. We have two questions at a time. So, we do the first question, then we announce that we are done with the first question and moving on to the second question, then we finish the second question and then we take a break. When we come back from the break, we announce the winners of the first and second question and then move on to the third and fourth question. So, it's two questions per break. And we'll have about four breaks during the show and we'll play the musical piece during the second break. Our phone number, most important thing, how do you get in touch with us if you think you know the answer? 510-770-1550. 510, that's the area code of Fremont, 770 and then 1550, that's easy to remember because that's the Radio Zindagi call ID. 510-770-1550 and let's start off with an easy question on this wonderful country that is home to all of us and has given us all so much. So a big thank you to America, a big happy birthday, and here we go with our very first question. What is the most populated state in the U.S.? What is the most populated state in the U.S.? We already seem to have a caller online. Let's see who it is. Whoops. What is the most populated state in the U.S.? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I think we had some early callers. There we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is California.
Thank you, Pooja. Hope to see you on the show sometime. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is California.
Thank you, Anya. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti.
Yes, Shruti.
I think the answer is California.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is California.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Istuti, and the answer is California.
This is Istuti. Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and I think the answer is California.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is California.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is California?
And who's speaking? Who is this? What's your name?
Okay.
What's that? I did not get that name. I'm really sorry. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is
California.
Thank you,
Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharanya, and the answer is California.
Thank you, Sharanya, and welcome to the show, new caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is California.
Thank you, Sinchana. And Sinchana was the last caller for question number one. So everybody who's still holding the line for question number one, we're done with the first question. We're going to move on to the second one. We're done with the first question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Here is the second question in the category America. Question number two. Which is the second most spoken language in America? Which is the second most spoken language in America? Let's go to our caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sneha. California.
That is still the question number one. We have moved on to question number two. Which is the second most spoken language in America? Do you have a guess for that?
Spanish.
Who is this?
Spanish.
Yes, what's your name?
Meher.
Meher. Meher has answered the second question. He thinks it's Spanish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and I think the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti, and I think the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is Spanish.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shiv, and I think the language is Spanish.
Is that Shiv?
Huh?
What's your name again? Shiv. How do you spell it?
Shub. Shub.
Got it. Shub. Welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Suti. And the answer is Spanish.
Ustuti is the last caller for a question number two. Thank you, Ustuti. We are going to take a break now. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. And after the break, we'll tell you who won the questions number one and two. And then we'll move on to questions number three and four. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in and just hearing Michael and my voices, it's because today is a listener special. Before the break, we did two questions in our listener special category, America, because it was America's birthday yesterday, 238th birthday. And we had our first question, which was what was the most populated state in the U.S.? And everybody got it right. It is indeed our state of California. And the winner for question number one is Shruti. All right. Shruti, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let us know what the question and answer was so that we can connect all the winners, and Miss Anu has an easier job getting your prize to you. And please do so today, especially on these listener question days when we have a number of prizes to be given out. It makes Miss Anu's job very difficult. If some of you write today, some of you write tomorrow, some of you write a week later, it's very, very hard for her to keep track. So please, please, please send us an email today. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Second question was, which is the second most spoken language in America? And yes, again, everyone got it right. It was an easy question. It was Spanish. And from all the correct answers, Michael picked this time. And the winner is Shub. All right, new winner. That was beginner's luck. Awesome. So Shub, you haven't written to us before. safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And please write to us and let us know that you won the second question. Mention is question number two, question and answer. And also give us some contact information about yourself. Okay, so moving on to question number three. Before that, I just want to quickly mention also that we have a musical showcase that we do on the show these days. And if you have a child who plays a musical instrument or sings and would like to come either perform on air or send us a recording, we would love, love, love to feature that. So please do write to us. Again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. And here's question, well, before question three, phone number one more time, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's question number three in our category, America. Which is the least populated state in the U.S.? Which is the least populated state in the U.S.? And we'll give our listeners a minute to figure that out. Which is the least populated state in the U.S.? And we have our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Anna. And
hello.
And the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya and the answer is Montana.
Anya, what's your surname? Because now we have two Anyas back to back. What's your last name?
Gupta.
Anya Gupta says Montana. Ooh, already we have two different answers. Wonderful. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Wyoming.
Thank you, Pooja. Pooja thinks it's Wyoming. Wow, third answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharon. Yeah, the answer is Oklahoma.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Sharon and the answer is Alaska.
Sharanya says Alaska.
Okay.
Alaska. Okay, sorry. Got it. I got it. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Yes.
Who's this? Sabina, and I think the answer is Alaska.
Sabina says Alaska. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is Alaska.
Sinchina, Alaska. Remember, we're talking about the least populated state. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Istuti, and the answer is Wyoming.
Thank you, Istuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Wyoming.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Wyoming.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Zara.
This is who?
Zara.
Zara? Did I get that right?
Zara.
How do you spell it?
S-A-R-A.
Oh, Zara. Okay, and Zara, what's your answer?
I think the answer is Alaska.
Alaska. So, Sarah was the last caller for question number three. So I'm going to take a little big breath here because we are going to move on to question number four now. So if you're still calling for question number three, which is the least populated state, I'm not taking any more answers for that. We're going to move on now to question number four. Question number four now, call-in number is 510-770-1550. And question number four is, which is the largest state by area? Which is the largest state by area? Yeah, let's go for our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is Texas.
Sabina thinks it's Texas. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Samika, and I think the answer is Wyoming.
Are you still answering question number three? Because my question now is, which is the largest state by area?
Texas.
And that's Samyukta. Did I get that right?
Yes. Sinchina.
Oh, Sinchina. Sinchina, sorry. Sinchina says Texas. All right, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti and I think the answer is Texas.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Srishti and I think the answer is Texas.
Thank you, Srishti. Hi, you're on the air.
Texas.
Who's this?
I'm on and it's Texas.
On? What's your name?
Arman.
Arman, welcome to the show. Thank you. And answer was Texas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore and I think the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Alaska.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller for question number 4. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya Gupta and the answer is Texas.
Thank you, Anya Gupta. And that was the last caller. She was the last caller for question number 4. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. And when we come back, we're going to see who were the winners for questions number 3 and 4. What's that?
The violin.
Oh, yes. And during this break, we're going to play our musical piece. Let's listen to it. This is Veda's violin piece. It's an allegro. So proud of you. We are proud of all our children who listen to musical instruments, who play musical instruments, perform musical instruments, practice musical instruments, and learn musical instruments. And of course, we would love for you, if you're listening to the show and think that you have a piece that you would like to share with us, please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's go on break. Jeja, sawal kiyeja. Jieja, sawal kiyeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio because we are doing a listener special today on America, whose birthday it was yesterday. And before we start, let me again congratulate Veda on her cute little violin piece. And you can see Veda is a learner and her piece was refreshing and really cute. So if you have a child who's learning as well, please do send us a recording if you can of their musical performance, whether it's musical, whether it's instrumental or vocal, and we would love to play it on air. Now let's look at questions number 3 and 4, which we asked before the break. Question number 3 was, which is the least populated state in the US? Which is the least populated state in the US? A lot of you said Alaska, and it feels logical in some ways because Alaska has conditions that are really tough for human beings. It's heavily snowed under. It's remote. However, Alaska also happens to be a really big state. So that was not the correct answer, and the correct answer was Wyoming. So from all the correct answers, we have picked our winner today. We actually had only 3 correct answers. So the winner of the 3rd question is Pooja. All right. Congratulations, Pooja. Write to us. You know what to do. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And mention your question and answer. Don't forget. And question number 4 was, which is the largest state by area? Again, if you just remember a map of the contiguous states of the United States, it does feel like Texas is the largest state, but it's not. It's Alaska, oddly enough. And the fact is, Texas, the land area of Texas is just 40% of the land area of Alaska. So you should give you an idea of the size. Texas is less than half the size of Alaska. So Alaska was the correct answer. And from all the correct answers we got, our winner was Madhav. All right. Madhav, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I have to say that while we were on the break, I took a look at my emails and I realized that the winners of questions number 1 and 2 have already sent me their email. So kudos to you. Wonderful, wonderful. That's the kind of speed we are looking for. So I hope the winners of questions 3 and 4, Pooja and Madhav, also send us their emails right away so that I get to see during the next break that all of it is done. So let's move on to question number 5. Before that, phone number of the studio, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. And please listen to this question really carefully. What is the total number of stars and stripes on the American flag? What is the total number of stars and stripes on the American flag? And let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki, and my answer is 50 stars and 13 stripes.
I asked for a total number, so you have to do a quick math on the air.
Oh, 63.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shruti.
Yes, Shruti.
And there are 63 stripes and stars in total.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kushreet, and there are 63 stars and stripes together on the American flag.
And is it Kushreet? Did I get that right?
Hmm? Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and there's a total of 63 stars and stripes.
What's your name again?
Shairi.
Shairi. Oh, lovely. Beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is 63 stars and stripes.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is 63 stars and stripes.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arman, and it's 15 stripes and 50 stars and 13 stripes.
Total is?
63.
Thank you, Arman. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, my name is Samridhi, and I think the answer is 53 stripes and stars.
And what's your name again?
Samridhi.
How do you spell it? Samridhi.
S-A-M-R-I-D-D-H-I.
Samridhi, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Samridhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is 63.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is 63 stars and stripes.
Thank you, Sabina. Sabina was the last caller for question number 5. Question number 5 is done now. Do not answer question number 5. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We're moving on to question number 6 in our category, America. What is the name of the American National Anthem? What is the name of the American National Anthem? 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the line.
The answer is America the God.
Moving on. Hi, you're on. Whoops. Hi. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is Star Spangled Banner.
Shairi, lovely name. Thank you, Shairi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and the answer is God Bless America.
Thank you, Sarah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arman, and it's Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Arman. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kushreet, and I think that it's Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is the Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I think the answer is the Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya Gupta, and the answer is Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Madhav. Madhav was the last caller for question number 6. Last caller for question number 6. So it's time to take another break. And when we come back from the break, we'll see who won questions number 5 and 6. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio today, conducting a listener special on America on the event of America's 238th birthday, 4th of July. Questions number 5 and 6 were before the break, and here we go. Question number 5 was, what is the total number of stars and stripes on the American flag? The answer was indeed 63. I think pretty much everybody got it right. And from all the correct winners, we've picked the... From all the correct answers, we have picked the winner. And the winner of question number 5 is Shairi, another new contestant who has won, which we are really happy about. Shairi, I think this should inspire you to come and participate on the show. First, the first step is, of course, writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and letting us know that you won and mentioning the question and the answer and giving us some contact information for yourself. So please do that. That was question number 5. What is the total number of stars and stripes? Question number 6 was, what is the name of the American national anthem? I know we all start singing it when it's played at sporting events, but not a lot of us remember the name right off the top of our head. So I'm really glad so many of you got it right. The name of the American national anthem is the Star Spangled Banner. And from all the correct answers, our winner is Nikki. Nikki, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question, answer, and some contact information for yourself. We had a number of new callers today, it felt like, or at least names I haven't heard for a while. So I just want to mention again that we would love for you to come and participate on the show. The way we do that is by you writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And then once you give us your grade, we try and match you with other kids in the same grade. We've also had a lot of success when people bring their own friends and they come as a set of 3 friends to the show. It's a lot of fun. The dynamic in the show is just amazing because the friends are also good competitors and good sports. So the energy in the studio is really high. So I love it when you guys find your friends and come as a group to the show. I've also been wanting to do really badly a boys versus girls show for a long, long time, and I know a way to do it. So if you have a big group, which is boy, a mixed group with boys and girls, or if you want to compete, as a team against a girl group, just let us know. We can do that too. I really want to take this a little further and make this a little more exciting. I think it'll be so much fun for our listeners to listen to a boy versus girl show. And I also want some grown-ups to participate on the show because, you know what, the kids are doing a stellar job by coming here and putting their, nervousness and taking on this challenge. And I'm sure there are a lot of parents listening who are thinking, I could do that. And yes, you could. We would love to have you participate on the show. We just need 3 adults and we'd design a show specially for you. So if you're an adult listening to the show and you think that you would have fun doing the show or you'd like to do the show with your friends, that's another great fun thing to do. Please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, moving on to question number 7 in our category, America. Okay, this is completely going to be a wacky question, and Michael has asked me to wind up, so I will. What is the best-selling condiment in the U.S.? What is the best-selling condiment in the U.S.? Is it mayo, mustard, ketchup, or salsa? What is the best-selling condiment in the U.S.? Mayo, mustard, ketchup, or salsa? Let's see how our kids do with this one. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Armand, and I think it's ketchup.
Armand thinks it's ketchup. I think we're going to get 4 different answers this time. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
my name is Nikki.
Yes, Nikki. And what's your answer?
My answer is ketchup.
Nikki, ketchup. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is ketchup.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Mosum, and I think the answer is ketchup.
What's your name again?
Mosum.
Mosum?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful name. Welcome to the show. Thank you, Mosum. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is salsa.
Shreya?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. She thinks it's salsa. Great, new answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is ketchup.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya Gupta, and the answer is salsa.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shelly.
Yes.
And I think the answer is ketchup.
Is that Shelly?
Yeah.
Shelly, welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is mayonnaise.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is mayonnaise.
Thank you, Shivam. And Shivam was the last caller on question number 7, which was, what is the best-selling condiment in the U.S.? Mayo, mustard, ketchup, or salsa? So we're going to move on to question number 8 now. So if you're holding on to tell me that it's ketchup or mayo or salsa, that answer is no longer acceptable because we're going to move on to question number 8. Question number 8 is this. The Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln begins 67 years ago. How many years is that? 67 years ago. It's a very famous speech and it begins 67 years ago. How many years is that? 510-770-1550, and we're on to question number 8. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Rosa, and I think the answer is 407.
407. What's your name?
Mosum.
Mosum. Okay. Thank you, Mosum. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shelly again.
Yes, Shelly.
And I think the answer is 87.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is 87.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arman, and I think it's 87.
Thank you, Arman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya Gupta, and the answer is 87.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kushreet, and I think the answer is 87 years.
Thank you, Kushreet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sergio, and the answer is 87.
Thank you, Sharanya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is 87.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and I think the answer is 407.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller.
Hi, I'm Taha, and the answer is 87.
And that was Sarah, right? Sarah?
Hello?
Is that Sarah?
No, Saha.
Saha.
C-A-H-A.
C-A-H-A.
Yeah.
C-A-H-A. Okay.
D-A-H-A?
Yes. D-A-H-A. Daha. Oh, what a lovely name. Welcome to the show. That's a beautiful name and I've never heard that before. So Daha was the last caller for question number 8. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the winners of questions number 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
جیے جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم بیک ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا. دا شو از اسپانسرڈ بائی سفاری کڈ اینڈ آئی ہوپ آل دوز پیرنٹس آؤٹ دیئر لسننگ ٹو دا شو آر تھنکنگ اباؤٹ سفاری کڈ ایز اے پلیس فار ٹو سینڈ دیئر کڈس ٹو سمر کیمپ. اٹس ونڈرفلی انفارمل بٹ ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم دے آر لرننگ ا لاٹ اینڈ ہیونگ ا لاٹ آف فن وچ از پریٹی مچ دا ہول پوائنٹ آف سمر کیمپ. آل رائٹ, سو وی ڈیڈ کوشچنز نمبر 7 اینڈ 8 بفور دا بریک. 7 واز واٹ از دا بیسٹ سیلنگ کانڈیمنٹ ان دا یو ایس, میو, مسٹرڈ, کیچپ اور سالسا. اینڈ آنیسٹلی مائی آنسر واز کیچپ ایز ویل, بٹ دین آئی فاؤنڈ آؤٹ دیٹ میو بیٹس کیچپ بگ ٹائم. مچ مچ مور میو از یوزڈ ان دا یو ایس دین از کیچپ. تو یو سی کیچپ ایوری ویئر, رائٹ؟ بٹ یس, اٹس میو, ناٹ کیچپ, وچ از دا بیسٹ سیلنگ کانڈیمنٹ ان دا یو ایس. اینڈ وی ہیڈ جسٹ ٹو کریکٹ آنسرز فار دیٹ, پوجا اینڈ شیوم. اینڈ پوجا, سوری, اٹ واز شیوم ہو ون دس ٹائم. So congratulations, Shivam. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safari Quiz Show, you know the drill. All our winners today have been sending us emails right away, which I really am very, very grateful for. Okay, and question number 8 was, the Gettysburg Address by Abraham Lincoln begins 47 years ago. How many years is that? A score is 20 years. So 47 years ago is 80 plus 7, 87 years. A lot of you got that right. 47 years ago, 87 years ago, and the winner of that one is Sabina. Alright. Sabina, congratulations again, and we hope to see you sometime on the show. Bring along friends and we'll do a high school version of the show. That would be very, very interesting. Okay, so today our winners have been writing to us. Wonderful. We are looking forward to that. Next week we'll have contestants back in the studio. If you want to participate on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention your grade. And if you're coming with a group of friends, you can even suggest your own categories and I will try my best to quiz you on those. So with that, we come to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.